This is Dawson Raines, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Back in Black was a cutoff tee, and Lucky Joe's was a fake ID. Saturday night was a don't stop kiss. Catching the buzz was American Blend. The ride around town was Candy Red. And getting wild was an all-night trip.
Summer was soaking up a riverbank fireworks day. Crazy was going 95 out running the blue lights. Now was shades on six-pack kicking back cool. And baby,
on you. My backseat was your jean jacket, and our song was radio static. Your pretty voice was making up words. Your green eyes was in my head, your blonde hair was in my hands. I was doing my best, just bugging the curve. Sign was a long goodbye.
Yeah, but summer was soaking up a riverbank fireworks day. Crazy was going 95 out running the blue lights. Now was shades on six pack kicking back cool. And baby, love was on you.
Yeah, love was on you.
Well, welcome to the show, Dawson Raines. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Lee. How are you doing?
Dawson, you're about to embark on another tour of the UK.
Yeah. We're back right away at the beginning of this year to do an eight-date tour through mainly England and one show up in Scotland.
Because you come from Canada, don't you? You're not a Nashvillean.
A transplanted Nashvillean, yes. I was born and raised in Canada and then made the move to Nashville permanently in 2011. So
okay.
I'm a transplant, like I said.
Okay, very good. Okay, so what's the new album?
The new album, mainly we just left it as a self-titled EP. We had a lot of changes that were happening over the last few years with the new label, Hitmaker Entertainment, and everything else we're doing. So we thought, you know what, we're just going to come out with a self-titled EP this time around. So it's good. Just Dawson Raines.
Great. And is there a single on it?
Yeah, we've had one single out last year that brought it back, which was Love Was All You. And then we have just released the second follow-up single this month. The night ain't even over yet, along with a video.
Okay. Now, you're touring with a few of our favorite Brits on tour.
Yes, we're touring with The Rise and the other main co-headlining act, Mets, and talked with them back in October. So we were trying to do something then, and we were really happy that we got something put together for this tour. So we are definitely excited about getting on the road with them. And we had Gary Quinn on as our opening acoustic act, kicking it off, and as well as a bunch of local acts coming out every show. Well, there's amazing talent over here. I mean, that's one thing I found back in 2010 when I came, was just kind of get my feet wet, but being set up in the fall, coming here and obviously knowing people like yourself and getting to know more of the industry, but getting to see a lot of the artists that are over here. There's amazing, amazing talent, so I'm really excited to get to go back out on tour, full band, and play with them this time around. Yeah, we start on March 22nd up in Glasgow at the Broadcast, so we'll be heading there first and then coming all the way like back down and then taking over through England, through everywhere, Nottingham, Newcastle, London, Leeds, Oxford, Winchester. So we're definitely making a trip across the country.
Well, I'm doing my best to get down to the Winchester gig because that's pretty close to me.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be good to see you again. It's been a while since we have.
Can't remember the last time. I must have been in Nashville, not here.
Well, we seem to miss each other down there. I know you're over quite a bit, so I think that was the last time before we met the very first time back in 2010. So.
My goodness, you've got a better memory than I have.
It's fading. I try to keep it sharp, but it's fading too.
That's good. So how different is touring here than it is in the U.S.?
Well, it's the same idea in the sense of obviously what we do. We want to get out. We want to play as many places as we can. But to be honest, I find the touring here, the opportunities to play at some really, really good venues that you know are bringing us in to play original music is a lot better. In the U.S., obviously, it's a great country market. It's one of the meccas of the world. But, you know, a lot of the venues, if you're not kind of at that top tier of maybe, you know, I'll say B artist into the A artist level, they're not really keen on you playing too many originals. You know, they're still looking for cover bands for the most part, where here everybody really loves the originals. The bars love them, venues, the country fans. So I enjoy being able to get out and play originals right off the bat here as opposed to kind of having to mix, or what their expectations are, at least in the U.S., is to mix in a little bit more cover songs with your originals.
Well, that's good. I mean, I know people like to hear covers if they're going out partying or whatever, but, you know, for an artist that, you know, especially if you write your own material, you want to promote yourself. You don't want to be promoting Alan Jackson or whoever. I mean, you might do great versions of them, but at the end of the day, they'll still walk away thinking of Alan Jackson and not you, unfortunately. So it's good that you can do what you can here.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, and we all, for the most part, anyone that's in the industry, and I'll speak country, at least genre-wise, you know, we got our chops doing that in the beginning. So, you know, I was in a country cover band for 2 years back in Canada, you know, doing that exact thing, you know, going into the great party parties on the weekend and playing Friday, Saturday, you know, night and 4 hours and, you know, 50, 60 songs. And that was fine. You know, that's what you do when you're starting out and you're, you know, kind of get your chops, as they say. But when you get to the point where you're writing your own material again and you consider yourself, which I am, you know, a recording artist and you're touring the world and putting out music onto radio, the cover thing is not really what you want to be doing at this point. You know, I enjoy covers. I got great songs that I love to play, but I'd rather be playing my originals. And again, over here, it's just so cool that that's really what's wanted.
That's great. So, are you, when you go back home, will you be touring over there as well?
We're working on some festivals and some fairs, kind of getting that side of it going. If I'm going to start touring, which we hope to maybe later part of this year, maybe getting on with some other tours, opening for some other artists, is really kind of the stepping stone that we're at with the plan with the new label again and the new music. So, definitely looking to do more with my team in the U.S., but also looking to come back to the UK at some point during the summer as well. Again, love it here. Plan on making this a permanent stop every year, 2-3 times or more if it gets going even better. So you'll have to be seeing a lot more of me, I think.
Oh, my goodness, yes. No.
I know. Run for the hills.
Yeah, we enjoy it, and I look forward to seeing you down in Winchester if I can make it. And good luck for the tour dates. And once again, that new single is...
The night ain't even over yet.
Here it is from Dawson Rains, our special guest on the program today.
Thanks, Lee. This is Dawson Rains, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I stopped the flowers, picked them up just off the side of the road. Girl, I'm coming in hot, you pick a spot anywhere you want to go. We got a clear sky above, one hell of a time waiting on us. Let's take it slow and steady,
say now, baby, love on the edge like this, already falling in. I swear we thought we'd get, and the night ain't even over yet. There's 100 places up ahead. If we keep on, we're bound to find. Drive in, a take out, a little scenic route beneath the pine. And we may just have to part, but steal a few moments in the dark. Now we're rolling, let's take it slow and steady. No need to rush, you ready. I'll kick your feet up lazy, hang them out the window. Midnight crazy. What you say now, maybe? We love on the edge like this, already falling in. That's where we thought we'd get, and the night ain't even over yet. If you get that feeling, and the feeling's getting strong, hang them out the window, baby. Just you and me flying down a gravel road, radio dialing. Getting midnight crazy. What you say now, maybe? We love on the edge like this already.